If you had to, if you were raising some sort of grain and you had to separate the seed from the chaff, what would you do to that?
Thrash it out.
And what is that? What is that process?
Well, now they just have machines that go through the field and you thrash it out and throw the waste one way and the grain goes in. Mala has wagons or trucks with the bodies that are solid where the grain can't spill out.
Uh-huh.
And they're blown in there by a pipe from the machine.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's got bins out here. If his grain's not dry enough, he can put them in those big old aluminum bins out there, and they got electricity and gas in them, and dry them out. I've got three trucks out there, been out there since I left you, in the bin. And we never have gotten them in.
What kind of grain do you thrash?
Well, we don't do it so much. You thrash oats and wheat and barley and rye.
Uh-huh. Do you grow any of those? What do you grow here that you would thrash?
We can grow all four of those here and can thrash them, but Marla just don't do it. He did last year, year before, had two beautiful patches. They weren't so large, 3 or 4 acres maybe in each one, or maybe more, with rye and wheat. Rye and barley, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
They used to use more oats because of feed on the oats.
Oh.
And that would...
I didn't know you had raised... Sort of
yeah, you can raise them, but you see, if your soil don't suit them, they don't do so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Marla now, he just wants cotton and soybeans. He don't want to fool with those other things this year. He hadn't had any of it.
Mm-hmm.
But year before last now, he did have several patches of those. For I rode out in the field with him, and the rye he had was taller than I have. It was perfectly beautiful.
But you do have a garden too, don't you, where you grow other things?
We don't.
You don't?
We've raised everything in the world in gardens. I always had a perfect garden and had them in different spots and had vegetables to give everybody around the country, and everybody that I didn't have would give me. But he doesn't take time for his labor. I don't know what Anne will do now next spring, but he didn't take time for his labor to have them now. The last gardens that he made, he put them out in the field, and he had such a long row of butter beans, and he had to stop his day labor to pick the butter beans to keep them from ruining, and he was paying them just, say, $3 or $4 an hour. And he couldn't afford to raise butter beans. I know I was in Birmingham, and he came after me, and he brought one of those croaker sacks full of butter beans and walked in my sister's house and said, "I brought you some butter beans." And so said, "We just have more than we could eat." After they get a certain stage, they'll pop open and drop out on the ground after they get kind of dry. And so Sally just gave all of her friends some butter beans. Most everybody loves butter beans.
I think so, I do.
I can't eat them, but I love them. And these children in Marla always, they love butter beans. But he didn't have anything this year at all. Now, I don't know whether you can see a little green patch up yonder by my cook's house to the side. You see that old house?
No.
Look up, you see a green patch over on that side?
On which side?
On that side over there.
Yeah.
Well, now each one of them, they have a little garden. Those are his turnip greens.
Uh-huh.
And so they brought us turnip greens here. And Anne, and they've had a lot of greens. And you see the lane around the house, if they want to have a garden, they have it. And we've eaten out of their gardens all the spring, everywhere we spent the day in Montgomery, with Anne's people, any of them. Anne brought them squash with them. They all had plenty. Squash was a good year for them. And the different ones would bring her a big paper sack of squash. She carries Carol squash and Margaret squash and the different ones. And George and them squash.